Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of non-functioning pituitary adenoma found under the endocrine section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with an introduction to non-functioning pituitary adenoma. As a reminder, this is the second most common type of tumor in the pituitary gland. It is a benign mass of the pituitary with non-endocrine functioning tissue. Symptoms result from decreased secretion of pituitary hormones due to its mass effect, so it may result in hypothyroidism. Conditions that are associated include multiple endocrine neoplasia type 1. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to non-functioning pituitary adenoma, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 52-year-old man presents to the emergency department for visual impairment affecting both eyes. Over the last 2 weeks, he has been bumping into objects in his home. He denies any ocular pain and trauma or using eye drops. He does not endorse a headache or any focal motor or sensory deficits. The patient reports having generalized fatigue that has progressively worsened over the last 1 to 2 months, and his family members have found it strange that he wears a sweater in the summer. He otherwise has no significant past medical history and takes no medications. His temperature is 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37.0 degrees Celsius. Blood pressure is 130 over 90, pulse is 65 beats per minute, and respirations are 12 breaths per minute. Neurological exam is notable for bilateral superior temporal chondrotanopia noted on visual field testing. Laboratory studies are obtained which demonstrate a sodium of 140, chloride of 98, potassium of 3.7, bicarbonate of 22, BUN of 10, glucose of 105, creatinine of 0.8, thyroid stimulating hormone of 0.2, free T4 of 0.3, and prolactin of 15. An MRI of the brain with and without contrast is obtained, which demonstrates a cellular mass compressing the optic chiasm. Which of the following is the most appropriate next step in management? And the answer choices are choice 1, bromocriptine, choice 2, levothyroxine, choice 3, radiation therapy, choice 4, repeat MRI in 3 to 6 months, or choice 5, transphenoidal resection. The best answer to this question is choice 5, transphenoidal resection. This patient's symptoms, including bilateral superior temporal chondrotanopia, central hypothyroidism, as evidenced by the low TSH and free T4, and a large cellular mass on MRI, suggest a gonadotroph pituitary macroadenoma. The primary treatment for such a macroadenoma is transphenoidal resection. Pituitary adenomas can be hormone hypersecreting or non-functional. Most non-functional adenomas are gonadotroph adenomas. These non-functional pituitary adenomas are difficult to diagnose until large enough to cause visual impairment or hypopituitarism, such as central hypothyroidism and hypogonadism. Non-functional macroadenomas, which are 1 centimeter or larger, are typically managed with transphenoidal resection, while non-functional microadenomas, also known as incidentalomas, that do not cause neurological symptoms, are initially managed with observation. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. Bromocriptine would be most useful in treating prolactinomas, which would present with an elevated serum prolactin level, infertility, and gynecomastia in men. In premenopausal women, in addition to an elevated prolactin level, patients also present with galactorrhea, infertility, and oligo or amenorrhea. Bromocriptine is not appropriate in this clinical setting. Choice 2. Levothyroxine would be useful in treating the central hypothyroidism secondary to enlargement of the non-functioning pituitary adenoma. However, it would not treat the underlying cause of the hypothyroidism, which is the large pituitary mass. Choice 3. Radiation therapy is not used as a first-line treatment since its effects on tumor regression are slow. However, if repeat imaging 6 to 12 months after surgery demonstrated recurrence of residual pituitary adenoma disease, radiation may be employed. Radiation therapy may also be given as an adjuvant therapy to transphenoidal resection in patients with aggressive tumors. Choice 4. repeat MRI in 3 to 6 months is not appropriate since the patient has developed visual field deficits and central hypothyroidism. Repeat imaging in 6 to 12 months is appropriate in patients with microadenomas that are not causing neurologic symptoms or hormonal impairment. Finally, a bullet summary. First-line treatment for non-functioning macroadenomas that are 1 centimeter or larger is transsphenoidal resection of the pituitary tumor. That's all for this review about non-functioning pituitary adenoma. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullet Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.